True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listeners hitting us up earlier today saying, Dukes and Bell, you guys might want to relax a little bit. Y'all want to see a perfect game executed in week one, as we've been critical of some of the things we wanted to see with the Falcons.
Perfect game?
Yeah.
Perfect game?
Yeah.
Just make a field goal. First off, fix the field goal problem in the offseason so it doesn't manifest itself in a must-win game, because divisional games are must-win games.
They are.
Okay, if this was a game against the Chargers or somebody from the AFC, we could have a different outlook. Okay, it's almost like an extension of the preseason. But we jump right in. Everybody this year in the league played a divisional rival. So, you know, you had to be on your P's and Q's. I'm not looking for Carl. I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for guys to do their jobs, man.
I agree. Look, the thing is,
you guys are soft. Some of these guys are soft.
Well, we want, at least, I want to win every game. I'm not going out there every Sunday and investing the way we do. And I know those guys at Flowery Branch are not investing the way they do to just go, well, you know what, we'll be better next time. So, yeah, we're going to continue to be critical. And I think coming up Sunday is a big game. You know who else has got a big game? Let's talk some dogs. Barbara, good to have you back on. How are you doing today?
I'm good, but he's right. We got a really big game coming up Saturday.
Those balls.
Holy mackerel, this town is crazy.
Those balls are always, look, and even though the dogs, and specifically Kirby, has had really good success against them, this is always one of those games everybody circles. And Barbara, I know you're hearing this, right? I mean, a lot of talk and chatter about, oh, this is going to be the year Tennessee gets it done. Josh Heupel has yet to beat Kirby Smart.
Yep. But the odds are, and I looked up the odds, we are a 3.5-point favorite,
right,
which is good because we didn't play much better than that last week. But I wanted to tell you, I bet you haven't looked back. This Saturday, the 1980 football team, the national championship team, is having their reunion. And 45 years ago, we played Tennessee, and that was Herschel Walker's first game.
Oof.
And we beat Tennessee 16-15. Herschel scored 2 touchdowns. I'm sure you two weren't even born.
No. We were born. That's when he ran over Bill Bates.
That's exactly right. That was 45 years ago this weekend.
Wow. And the Red Bridges, too,
that?
By the way. Yeah. I mean,
so,
and go ahead.
We've got a lot to show this week because I don't think we showed very much last week.
Well, that's the thing, Barbara. We don't know what to make. Did you take anything from this game? Plus, that weather delay with the lightning, it's almost like they came back and there was just nothing. There was no juice in that game.
There was no juice, period. But I want to know one thing about football. I don't know a whole lot about football, but I know one thing. To win football games, you cannot have turnovers. And we had two. And the other thing is you must always score when you get in the red zone. Were we on the one-inch line?
Felt like it, yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't punch it in. I mean, that was that was frustrating, Barbara.
How can you not? I could have punched it in. I'm sorry. Those boys punch bags heavier than men weigh during practice. I mean, think about the sled dogs they push. Think about all the things they do to lift weights, and they can't push two guys out of their way.
I'm with you.
I was really hot. I went, you gotta score, and they didn't. I think had we scored then, we would have, that would have been it. We would have beat them bad. But
That's the thing, Barbara, and that's why a lot of folks look at it and say, with all due respect to Austin Peay, that's not the Tennessee Vols, and they're going to be obviously fixing for a fight. And in their games, they played a bigger opponent in Syracuse, and then they played a lesser opponent, but they look more convincing than Georgia does. So it's just hard to get a grasp of just what exactly the Bulldogs are this season.
I don't know, but we're going to find out. We're going to find out this weekend what they are. I started doing a little homework on the quarterback for Tennessee, and this is his third school.
Yep.
He started at Appalachian. He went to
UCLA.
I think, yeah, UCLA, and now he's at Georgia. But he's got an amazing pass record in passing. He must be really good.
Well, we're just talking, Carl. He might be better than Nico.
Well, look, I think he is. I think, you know what it is, Barbara, and you can speak to this. Our guest, as usual, guys, Barbara Dooley, on a Thursday, Dog Report, and Barbara's brought to you by our friends at Kroger. You know what it is, and Vince used to talk to us about this. Sometimes you get a guy that may be more talented, but he doesn't want to listen, right? And then you get a guy that might be less talented, but he listens and does all the things that a coach wants. And that's kind of what I think Aguilar is for Josh Heupel. That's why Heupel was like, look, I appreciate your talent, Nico, but, you know, sometimes you think that you can just get yourself out of situations because of that. And I think Aguilar has listened to what they're trying to do, and he's executing the offense, at least right now. We'll see what Kirby and company have, you know, drawn up for him on Saturday. But that's what I think he's doing, Barbara. I think he's listening and being coached.
Well, let me tell you, he's listening good, and his coach must be one hell of an offensive coach. But he's had two different ones.
Yep.
So he's got to have some talent. And I didn't realize this, but he had behind him the two schools he's been at. He's accumulated 6,760 passing yards.
Right.
And I thought to myself, do you think Archie Manning or Arch Manning has done that?
Not yet. No.
Not even close. Well, just getting started. But this guy's got some good numbers. Bunch of touchdowns, too.
Yeah. Like, what, 600 and something? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm getting really nervous now. I was a little bit nervous, but after reading about this kid, he's sneaky. I mean, you don't know him. You don't know his name. You don't know anything about him. But, my God, he's got a bio, a big-time bio. So I'm going to tell you, Georgia better buckle up and be ready, or they're going to get creamed.
You heard it from Barbara Dooley. We've been talking about it. That's why a lot of dog fans are a little nervous in the service this week making the trip up there because, as you just said, Joey Aguilar's got a – and then nothing against Gunner, your granddaughter's boyfriend, but, you know, Gunner Stockton's
– Well, wait a minute. Do you think I saw Gunner this week?
I don't know. Did you?
Hell no. he was like Gunther. He did not want to hear my mouth.
Yeah, well, look, you know what? Sometimes, Barbara, it's hard to be around those you love in these situations. So, you know, it's hard to be around those folks. Barbara Dooley, our guest, guys. By the way, Vince, we looked it up. The games weren't played every year back then, but
which is crazy.
4-2-1. Against the Vols. You have a specific memory. Obviously, you give the 1980 memory, which was a big one that set them in motion for the national championship.
Right.
But I just think Tennessee has always been a tough out, especially when they play Georgia.
Well, I've got from 1989 to 1999, they beat us every game. The longest win streak that we've had against them was 8, and that was from 2017 to 2024.
Right.
So they're one ahead of us for the streak. They're 9, and we're 8. So we got to win. There's just no question.
That's right. We talked about that was the days of Jim Donnan, Ray Goff, and then Mark Richt finally got that done. We talked about Larry Munson's called the Hobnail Boot with Verron Haynes up in Knoxville. Speaking of Tennessee, when your son Derek got the head coaching job at Tennessee, how nervous were you watching him as a head coach?
You going to make her go down this road?
Well, it's been 15 years, Barbara. Can we talk about
it? The scars have not healed.
Yes, I can talk about it. I can actually, honestly, with all my heart, talk about it with a smile, because I think that was a great period for Vince, for Derek, and I think it was, I think that the Tennessee people now have softened, but I was so nervous when Derek was the head coach, and I went to every game that was in Knoxville, and I couldn't watch a lot of them. I walked the stadium like I do it all at Georgia. And but it was a great experience for him. It taught him a lot about faith. It taught him a lot about growing up. It gave him the grit that when you don't do something right or when you fail, get your little butt up with a smile on your face and go ahead. And that's what he did. And he's had a great life since. And now he's running for the Senate. What can I say?
Right on.
I just hope that the Tennessee people like him now, but I think the ones I know do. But he got a really – they did not like him at all. It wasn't a good fit. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Look, it wasn't a good fit.
Barbara, you've been around this coaching thing all your life, for the most part, right? I mean, and you and I and Mike, and I think a lot of our listeners understand this. That's why sometimes when we say, hey, it's the perfect guy, and then he goes there and it doesn't work. Vince Dooley was the perfect guy for Georgia at that time, and it worked.
Exactly.
And so it has nothing to do with whether you know X's or O's a lot of time. That has nothing to do with it. So I'm glad you said that.
And I will say this, now, as I look at it, they have got their perfect coach right now.
Yeah, Heupel's done a good job.
Very close to Johnny Majors. Very. Have you looked at them in their coaching style?
Yes.
Very close to Johnny Majors, and Johnny Majors was the right fit for Tennessee.
Yeah, right.
And so is this coach. And I'm glad they found him, because it took them, how many, 8?
Yeah, they went through a lot of guys, that's for sure. And the Pruitt thing didn't work out
really
at the end.
Did.
Yeah. Yep.
But
Barbara,
let me tell you what.
What's that?
They paid them all very well, I can say. Derek Dooley made more in whatever, 2 or 3 years on his contract than Vincent made in 25.
Yep.
Yeah.
Vince told us that. Amazing. Remember that? Yep. That's right.
Yeah. Different world. Different world. Barbara
different
Dooley,
world.
Our listeners love you. We love you. One of our listeners just said, Dukes and Bell, Barbara's my new spirit animal. So you have fans. You have fans everywhere.
And then I guess final question, Barbara. I know you're going to pick the Dogs, but low scoring game or high scoring game?
No, I think the Dogs are going to win, but I don't think it's going to be high scoring.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I think it's going to be tight, but I think we're going to pull it out. It's our time. You know, there's a song. It's our time. Well, it's Georgia's time.
Barbara.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dooley, always a pleasure. Enjoy the weekend, enjoy the game, and go Dawgs.
Thank you. Go Dawgs.
There she is.
Brought to you by Kroger.
Every week she brings something to this show. And we, you know, look, we told you guys a couple of years ago when Vince passed away, we weren't even sure if Barbara would be willing to do this.
Right.
And she said, you know what, to honor his legacy, of course, I'd love to do it. And it's been one of the best things this show has done. Coming up, Bryant McFadden joins us. We're going to go around the NFL. BMAC, CBS NFL analyst, joins the show live from Cumming. We're at Buffalo's Cafe. Come on through and join us. Matt Vanka came through, Mike. He just came in from work. He said, I wanted to come by, see you guys. He had to go back to work. Matt, thank you. I know you're in your car. I wanted to give you a shout-out, man. Thanks for stopping by and seeing us here on Dukes and Bell.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.